Welcome to Entrepreneurs, the Playbook, and I have the chairman and co-founder of Voight FMP. He is an incredible entrepreneur. He has been through the ups, the downs, the sideways, back and forth. His basement's had a basement, and now he's back again with Connected to Goodness right behind him. Dave Schell, welcome to the Playbook.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Meltzer?
I am doing extremely well, and you know, in my bio, it says you are a seasoned entrepreneur, an innovator within the context of energy. And I don't just mean that as a manufacturing representative, but you are truly an innovator and understand and enlightened of energy itself. And now you've actually been able to quantify that into business. There's so many different things going around with energy. You know, do you think it's a coincidence that your business is about energy?
That's funny. I haven't actually done that correlation, but probably not. The minute I really started focusing on universal energy, it was about the same time I got into the energy sector about 15 years ago. So that's pretty funny. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I was thinking about that because we both started that journey and understanding the laws and not only of attraction, but the universe and energy, enlightenment, awareness, and frequency and vibration, which are all, believe it or not, aligned with what you do with digital electricity and the DC packet business. In the context of your business, though, you have a very unique niche business. And because the total addressable community is so large, there are just huge riches in the niches. My most popular or fastest growing podcast is so niche. You know, the Playbook is entrepreneurs, celebrities, entertainers, all these, it's so broad and wide, 2,500 episodes, but the Well-Oiled Machine podcast, where we take a day in my calendar and drill down into the subtleties of success as a student of the calendar, you would think nobody would like it. My wife doesn't. How important it is in the energy business to be so niche and focused in this packet business in digital electricity.
Yeah, so it's crazy. We're having I'm laser focused, right? And because I'm laser focused on the AI factories, the data center space, because that's obviously going to be, as an entrepreneur, you know that when something as big and as game changing as AI, and everybody thinks AI right now, and that's true, but the data centers that are actually producing AI, that is off the hook as far as where it's going right now. So I'm laser focused on that niche. But what's crazy is, like you said, is it's everywhere, right? I go and I talk to somebody about this and they're like, hey, couldn't we, literally last Friday, couldn't we rebuild Ukraine with digital electricity? And you're like, ah, yeah, it'd be great for Ukraine. So we're actually having some conversations now with people about rebuilding Ukraine with digital electricity, which, you know, takes all of the risk of fire, risk of shocks, all of that type of stuff out. It's much more efficient. All those things that make it a really good value, but it plays across the board, across so many spectrums, so many niches.
Yeah, it's so interesting when you're talking about mission critical power infrastructure, how that infrastructure in history has been expensive and inefficient. And we provide a faster development tool to bring the earth itself closer together and create protections and promotions in the earth as well. Communicating this type of technology can also be a challenge.
Right.
And you said you've been in this 15 years. I always say those that are capable of articulating a quantitative value to exceed what they're asking for are most successful. You built quite a reputation in engineering, scalable, resilient, also the fault managed system side of it as well. Has it been easier today to explain what actual digital technology is and how there's a massive energy gap with the rise of AI and other critical technologies that need these types of power?
So it's interesting. Yes and no, right? So from the point of view to like my target audience, my the technology buyers, the geeks, my like myself, right? Oh, it's great, right? Because they get it almost immediately, and they go and they start seeing the value, and as you pointed, being able to have confidence in articulating the value is like the key. And we're so motivated and excited about the value here that it's just the sky's the limit. And I really believe that, and that's easy to communicate. And when I'm talking to people like myself, they almost get that immediately. Now, alternatively speaking, since it is a technology product and it's so innovative and it handles a technology that's been around for 100 years, that we've gotten kind of used to just thinking of it as one thing. It's just power, because that's the way it's been for 100 years. That kind of gets hard with those people that don't kind of see beyond just AC or DC power. And those people that aren't really in the space, they're getting it, they're trying to understand it, but sometimes it lands, sometimes it doesn't. But for the people that are really into it, oh, it's the vortex, Jeffrey Moore's vortex. It's going right through the roof.
You and I, as we mentioned, have both been through the ups and downs, trials and tribulations of being an entrepreneur. And I have a favorite quote in which I remind myself every day, which is, you're either humble or you're about to be.
Are you about to be?
And you're sitting on a huge opportunity after going through the ups and the downs, as everybody else has since, you know, 9/11 to 2008, all the way before that as well. It's just part of the journey. You were a defensive lineman for the Arkansas Razorbacks. You were asked by Tex Ram to play for the Cowboys. And you, like most young football players, did not have the humility to ask for help. To admit we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
And one of the things working with you that I really appreciated was to watch you as a mature business person.
I needed somebody like you in my back, but you know, kicking me and telling me, hey, this is the NFL. It's not whether it's the Cowboys or it's the Falcons or any team. This is the NFL. You got to wake up every morning, be enthusiastic, and pursue your potential. And I didn't know that back then. And now I know that real joy and real happiness comes from enthusiastically with a lot of passion, pursuing my potential every day. Right. And need you in my court today, needed you in my court then, and I didn't have you. So anyway.
And to that measure today, one of the things that I find that's so interesting when people expand into entrepreneurship, and notice I don't say transition, I'm a big believer that we expand our skills and our knowledge and our desire into entrepreneurship, no matter what routines and habitual behaviors or activities we get paid for that we're participating in. And I talk to and I coach and mentor a lot of people who are expanding. They're expanding from a job with a corporation or military or professional athletes. And it's interesting because to get to the top of the game in military or in corporate world or in athletics, most people have coaches and mentors and teachers along the way. They went through absolutely 4 years of undergrad, 3 to 10 years of graduate school. They, had 30, some even 40 years. I'm going to transition, and for some reason, I'm going to expand into this new area called entrepreneurship, but I don't need a coach, a mentor, or a teacher.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I agree. And you'll notice in my book, which side is it? That one.
Pick it up and show it. Pick it up and show it. I love this book.
Yeah, this is I actually just got released today. So, but it's got a different cover on it. This was one of its previous viewers, but it's Grit to Gratitude. But I really focused in this book on not using the word pivot, not using the word transition. As you point out, expanding, right? And I really focused on every time I made one of those movements in my past, there's 10 people on that board of advisors that are my coaches and mentors that help me almost daily making decisions that I just don't want to pay the dummy tax on.
So true. Neither do I. Of course, I have a question about Grit to Gratitude. It has a great reference to football. You know, I was a below average college football player, unlike you, never had a chance.
Oh, you played. Don't play yourself down. You're a college athlete.
But I saw that title and I got choked up because I saw a direct correlation between grit and gratitude. And yeah. I think it's very difficult to be grateful without grit. I was curious how you felt about the correlation between grit and gratitude after writing the book about grit and gratitude.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing how many times writing that, it was kind of interesting because there's stories I tell a lot. There's some stories, that first chapter where I'm talking about being 8 years old in a cave-in and being completely buried. I guess I'd never really told that story. So you're talking about getting choked up, right? I mean, just reading it back to Gretchen one time, I literally got all choked up reading it back. But, you know, it that grit to gratitude, it's you know, there's books out there like the challenge is the way, or the conflict is the way. I'm not quoting it right, but that whole grit to gratitude is imperative, right? I didn't realize it as I was going through it. Wouldn't wish it on anybody to go through it the way I did, and wouldn't want to go through it again. But I look at it and I absolutely cherish all of those things that I did go through, because they got me here, not only grateful, but humble in a way too, right? I mean, I was thinking about this morning when I was thinking about this conversation, because humble's a hard word to, I think you, what is you always say, radically or?
Radical humble? Humility.
Radical humility. And I was sitting there and I was thinking, anybody meet me, they would go like, well, Dave, you're not humble. But I really realized what I'm really not into is entitlement, right? And so every time the universe gives me something, it doesn't owe me anything. So I'm not entitled anything. So anytime the universe gives me something, I want to be humble and grateful for that when it comes through. And of course, all the grit basically has taught me that through the years. And you've been through some of those rides with me.
Yeah, for sure. And the universe is abundant in its nature. There's more than enough for everyone, for everything. And it's just dependent upon, for the sake of what are we receiving it? And right. We can align for the sake of what we're receiving it in a divine direction to give more and allow ourselves to utilize grit to gratitude to see what we're given. You know, a lot of people think about what they receive. If I give more, I'll receive more. Not if you are not aware of all that you're given. And sometimes, you know, the disguise on what we're given is very, very complex. It looks like evidence contrary to where we want to be, or it looks like no evidence at all. It's a Casper friendly grit that is there and non-apparent. You can't see it. And all we see, if we don't have gratitude, is punishment. And if you're being punished for your grit, you're not going to live with gratitude. You're not going to give more, be given more, receive more. And you certainly won't ask the universe for more than more, so you can continue the infinite loop of giving. One of the things that I've learned about Dave Schell is that he definitely is here to learn lessons, and he looks for the clues and the patterns, and he continues to make better choices for the betterment of everyone who knows him. He is absolutely someone that you can do business with. He is also used in my book when I talk about surrounding yourself with the right people and the right ideas. And whether there was low times or high times, Dave Schell was my left tackle. he got my back. And I'm the smallest left tackle for Dave Schell, but back as well. We both live by grit and gratitude. He's the chairman and the co-founder of Volt FMP, working within the context of DC packets and digital electricity, providing strategic partnerships and advanced energy solutions to help mission critical power infrastructure of data centers and enterprise environments, and soon to be much more. David Schell, thank you for your generosity, your kindness, and your grit. Anything I can ever do for you, just ask.
Thank you, brother. Absolutely.
The incredible Dave Schell, here with me, David Meltzer, on Entrepreneurs, The Playbook.